Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Michael Molloy.
Oi, it's going to be one of those days. Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Mickey, Janie,
or is
hi.
It Dangerous David? Yeah. Today.
Dangerous David. I like it.
We've got a big Monday, full as a gook, as per usual. We've got a couple of segments that we're going to open up we haven't done in a while. Harden up.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, I love harden
up.
So do I.
We point out when you're behaving.
I've got a harden up for you.
Oh.
Off the bat.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right.
Could be anything. Also, we're going to do Bloody Un-Australian. That's a segment where we look at behaviour and we say, that is Bloody Un-Australian.
I like that too.
It's a vicious slur.
Yeah.
But
it's probably the worst
stick.
You could ever get.
It is indeed. We'll get to the bottom of that. Hey, guess who's coming in for a chat? Dylan Lewis.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you really mean that?
The former, we'll get to that in a minute, the former host of Recovery.
That's right.
And he's back on deck.
Well, they've got a special recovery that's on Wednesday night, and we're going to talk about that with them. And other things, music.
All right, I call bullshit. It's Monday. It's a tradition.
It is Monday.
Have you got anything? Are you gonna, can I guess? Is it Prince Andrew involved?
Well, Donald Trump Jr.'s got a book out and has apparently sold a lot of copies.
Has it?
Oh, really?
Let's get to the bottom.
I call BS on that.
I call bullshit.
We'll get
that's
to the bottom
right.
of that.
Prince Andrew aplenty, there is.
All right, we're going to play you very funny Uber Eats ad featuring our own Magda Szubanski.
I'll tell you who else is coming in. Kitty Flanagan's coming in.
Oh, she's on. Have you been paying attention tonight?
As you are.
Have I?
It's the last episode of the year.
Jeez. The finale.
I hope you turned up. You turn up. You better do
that. It'll all be good. What could go wrong? We'll take your calls. Take your tweets. So much to get through.
Lots to get through today.
Can I just say the Brick Lane pub crawl.
Oh, this is gone.
Brick Lane Great Aussie Pub Crawl,
yes.
Where I'm hosting parties in towns all down the eastern seaboard has gone bananas. People are ringing in. We'll be giving away more seats today. Mm. Please don't approach me in the street.
And go. Is that what's happening? I'm getting mobbed.
It's getting a bit relentless.
See, I'm getting a lot of people hammering me as well.
Well,
I say, you got to listen to the show.
That'd be tickets I can give away on me. You ring in, you get on board.
We're legit here. We're doing things by the book.
Good. So big parties.
That's next week, isn't it?
Is it next week?
Yes.
No, week after.
No, it's next week.
Oh, it's next week.
Yes.
Oh, God, Father.
All right, I'm good for it. I'll have to move a few things around. Next week, bang,
yes.
I'm on the road, baby.
I was just wondering how you're going to get into training for, going to a pub 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's all right. You'll be fine.
I've been working for this all my life.
You'll be right.
All right. Hey, we mentioned Dylan Lewis is coming on the show. Are you okay with that?
What do you mean?
Are you okay with that? Oh, mate, you're
no.
been
I know
smarting
where this is going.
Now.
Still a bit,
smarting.
Still a bit touchy.
I know where
is it a bit raw?
Going. No, it's not raw. I think he is a magnificent broadcaster.
What year was it?
Well, he's better than you. He's a better broadcaster.
2012.
Is it 12 further you at the Acras?
The Australian Commercial Radio Awards. We're in the same
category. What was the category?
Best Music Presenter in 2012. And he won it that year.
He pulled your pants down.
Congratulations. Oh. I think Melissa Doyle won it a few years after as well.
Oh, you're bitter about
it. So can I just ask, how many times have you won it?
I haven't.
And how many times have you been nominated?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, how many?
I think eight.
Oh, next year's your year, surely.
I'm not in that category anymore. I don't
Why
do
not?
A music show anymore.
Yes, you do. You do a music show.
My generation.
No,
that's true. That's a different category, though. Fitzy was beaten by Dylan back in 2009.
Oh,
that's totally believable.
Oh, really?
he's very good at running a company.
Well, he's
but
a businessman,
he's an average
isn't he?
Broadcaster, wasn't he?
We've heard his 2BS work back in Bathurst.
Oh, yeah.
He sunk the cave. What was it called?
The Cage.
Oh, The Cage.
Yes. But
Fitzy,
looking forward
to Fitzy's first.
You have to prepare
Fitzy's
him for things
boss.
Like that.
Yeah, he runs the company. We've got to remember, we all come from minor beginnings. Is this his first show? Where's this from? Yeah?
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney. It's Veronica.
And there's the song.
Our 2BS car sticker today. PDI 215 is the winner. Oh, not the winner, sorry. Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker, and it's a white Tirana. So if you call into 2BS sometime this week, or today, you'll win a six-pack of Coca-Cola.
There he is.
He sounds like...
We should call him in and do an air check.
We should. He sounds like a very young Johnny Farnham.
does too.
A young Johnny Farnham.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Well, he's risen through the ranks. He runs the corporation, so you should be kinder, the two of you.
Really?
Now, what about Dylan? If Dylan's any good today, would you mind...
What, like auditioning him for my show?
Well, if he just sat in and...
Okay.
Because Dylan's been on radio in...
He's dominated in Adelaide.
He's dominated radio in Adelaide.
I know how good he is. He can come if he wants to fill in.
Hey, mate.
My voice gets higher.
What's that look you're giving us?
You don't audition someone while the other guy's still here.
Wow. Well, it's a pretty ruthless business. Strap yourself in.
Sometimes you've got to cut off the branch to save the tree.
Is that what you're going to do? Well, I'm happy for him to take over. I'll walk out.
He's getting defensive.
I'll walk
voice
out.
Has gone up and
if he
in.
Wants to come in for half an hour and push the buttons.
He's shuffling his papers. He's shuffling his papers.
Anyway, are we ready to go for the first song now?
Yes, we are.
No. Before we do that, Dave.
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
What?
We love you, mate. Look,
I
know you're not
that.
On the poster.
I know that.
Yeah. Don't bring up the poster again.
He was close to getting on the poster.
Don't bring... No, he would never was.
I don't want to be on the poster.
Don't say that.
Black and white? What about in a little box down there? Featuring...
I don't want to be on the poster.
A removable box.
All right. Oh, well, I mean, I haven't been asked to be on my generation, and I would have thought
you're
that...
on this weekend.
Oh,
you and Jane
God.
And yeah, Santo are on this weekend.
We're doing what?
Five in a row.
It's the anniversary coming up this weekend.
That time.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, now listen. Get on the line now. 133353. Right. We're about to do Harden Up.
Yes.
There's so much there. Get involved. If you want to give someone the old Harden Up treatment, give us a call.
Right now, 133353. And thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now back with seven years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
He's weak.
You're soft.
All right, you got to toughen up.
You need to harden up.
Kennedy Malloy's Harden Up.
I pity the fool.
And you can get involved, 133353, if there's someone you think needs to be hardened up. Kennedy Malloy.
Can I start?
Please do.
Okay, anyone who's in Melbourne over the weekend attending the opening of Frozen 2 at the Rivoli Cinemas.
That sounds
who
great.
Who deserted the cinema squeezing Frozen 2 because of a fire alarm. Imagine running like a frightened little rabbit from a screening of
but
Frozen.
But you have to. You have to. You have to.
Do you know who's probably... set that off?
Who?
Someone who listens to my chick flick alert.
Oh.
Somebody's had to go.
Well,
to
one
Frozen
of the, you
two.
Mean a dad has had to take his little girls.
Little girls.
And didn't
then
want
the
to
dad's
sit through
gone.
It.
I'm going to hit the buzzer here.
Yeah.
There they were, celebrities running for their lives at a certain point during a screening of Frozen 2 at the Rivoli Cinemas. The fire alarms went off. There was pandemonium, I believe.
It was really? Like, pandemonium?
It was like the running of the celebrities as they all clambered over seats. And
Dave Hughes was there.
I think he was the worst.
Was he the first one to scream running out?
I think he ran over the top
running
women
out.
And children.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that, you know.
It was like George Costanza.
Yeah, you know, George that's Costanza, right.
When the house got fire.
It's very simple. All we need to say to all those people running out the theatre.
Let it go.
Uh-huh.
Let it go.
That's the reason why
I started running during the first Frozen.
That's enough.
It is a Frozen.
You need to harden up.
Have there been any cinemas you would have liked to have set off
fled
a
from?
Fire? About 1 hour into Titanic.
Oh, I know.
1 hour into Titanic. Someone had to set off the fire alarm. That would have been.
The film I saw the other week, the Christmas film, Last Christmas.
Oh, you went fan of that,
Last Christmas?
Oh, my God. That is the biggest stinker of all time.
It's got music of George Michael in it, though.
Yep. That's about it. That's the only thing
going for it. What was wrong
with it? Well, considering I fell asleep and quarter of the way through.
Yeah, you got to tell that story in full sometime.
Mm. I know, I do.
Talk about your cheek flick alert. You probably should have warned your husband.
I should have done that.
All right, there it is. Right. Harden up, stupid celebrities at the opening of Frozen 2 who ran for their life like screaming little babies.
Will I do one now?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Elon Musk.
Right.
You need to harden up.
You turned on him, haven't you? He was your boyfriend at one stage. You really liked him. He had the hots for him.
He's a bit too psychotic for me.
He's up and down, isn't he?
He's up and
he has good days and bad days.
Yes, and I just don't think I could cope with his bad days.
Yeah.
He'll be having a bad day today. He wasn't originally because he was unveiling Tesla's amazing new truck, like a ute.
Yeah, sure.
And it looks amazing. It's fantastic design. It's indestructible.
Wow. Yeah.
But unfortunately, during the demonstration and the launch of it.
It's supposed to be like you can't break
it. You can't break it. It's like a tank and you can't smash the windows. They're bulletproof.
It's like the Batmobile.
It is like the Batmobile. It's
stuff
incredible.
Stuff bounces off it.
Yeah, that's it.
And he was
what happened?
Yeah. And he's with Gene. He was with the guy who he's done the launch with.
Hmm.
and the designer, Franz von Holzhausen. and he took a sledgehammer, and that all went right, and then things went wrong. So here they are on stage presenting it.
Sir?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard. It didn't go through. That's a plus side.
They're smashing windows. Right?
They're smashing through to a ball, a hard metal ball. It throws at the window, and it smashes. Right. That is not supposed to happen.
It's not supposed to smash.
Not bad. Room for improvement.
Oh, that was an embarrassing launch.
They were both standing there, just totally embarrassed. And, as they should the whole be.
You know, you know what you should do with that car?
What's that?
Shoot it into space like he did with his first one. Man, when I admired Elon.
I did.
When he had his own private space company and he used it to shoot his first car into space.
That was great.
I went, you're cool, man.
Can I just say what to do with that amazing new pickup truck?
Mm.
Guess who's bought one?
The Cybertruck, who?
Greg Norman.
You need to harden up.
And Greg Norman's son.
You need to harden up.
He's put it all
Norman,
over Instagram.
I'm worried about
you. Worried
Norman.
About him now?
Mental health. Well, I've been worried about him ever since he took a naked shot of himself in a river.
That's right.
I think that was the beginning.
Just scroll through if you want a bit of amusement.
Greg, hey, can Norman's I do another
Instagram.
One?
Sure.
Who has to harden
okay,
up?
Okay, Scooter Braun.
You need to harden up.
Explain who Scooter Braun is. Name?
Well, he's... he bought the back catalogue, legitimately, of Taylor Swift.
Which I think is mean. I hate that buying back catalogue stuff. I hate that.
Big business, though.
But it's business.
Oh, wow. Oh, big business. It's just unethical, not creative. It's...
but if you sell your publishing, you... what?
So if Taylor Swift doesn't... Oh, of Taylor Swift songs.
So Taylor Swift's record company owned Taylor Swift's publishing. That record company then sold her... publishing to
another
guy.
Terrible.
Scooter Braun. Yeah.
I think it's terrible she doesn't own her songs. It's a
but that's her fault.
Why
she should
have
owned the publishing.
Because at the time when you write the songs, you're a young, struggling artist. How do you do that? And then all of a sudden some
guy. It's like Michael Jackson owned the Beatles. It's it's business.
By the way, get a proper name, Scooter.
Well, Scooter has been receiving death threats from
boo-hoo.
Taylor Swift fans. Well, that's what I'm saying. Harden up.
Taylor Swift fans?
Oh, no.
You need to harden up.
He's gone gone the blub and he said, oh, my family's receiving death threats and, you know, I came home and we got this message. I go, they're Taylor Swift fans.
Well, they're going to throw an eyeliner at you.
They're Swifties. They're Swifties.
Stop it. Leave Taylor alone.
And Taylor Swift, so Taylor's just won some award. What did she win?
She's picked up the American Music Award for Artist of the Decade.
Yeah, and she was singing on stage and on her dress, which is white, she had all the titles of all the albums she released.
Really?
That she no longer owns.
Well, good for her.
So she can harden up too. She's Suki Lala.
Oh,
she's just a stupid little girl who sold
her
music.
She's not a stupid little
girl. Well, then she shouldn't have sold her music.
Sorry, that's a made-up category too, by the way.
Artist of the Decade.
Oh, they want to shut her up. They go, well, just give it to, just call her Artist of the Decade.
I can't think of another artist that has had as much impact, though, this decade.
I beg your pardon.
As Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift impact on other, who's Taylor Swift influenced musically?
Who has she influenced? Or probably Kacey Musgraves, who's that amazing country artist.
Come on, she was more talented than any of the other, your Aria Grandes and any of that.
I think
she
so
plays,
too.
Writes her own songs, plays her own music, started in country,
sells
crossed out over. She had it going from a very early age and was picked
on. Why don't you just marry her?
And was picked on. Jesus. And was picked on by a lot of older women and performers who said, oh, she's so white.
What
she's
older
so
woman?
Oh, my God. Do you want me to go through the back catalogue?
Mix a Swifty.
When women turn on women, it's pretty horrific. And this was one of the most incredible.
All right. Well, everybody has to harden up, clearly. Give us a call, 133353 if you need to harden up.
I like Taylor a lot.
Okay.
Not as much as Adele.
Okay.
But I do like her a lot.
All right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's one of the most commonly used insults in the Aussie vernacular.
It's un-Australian.
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 I should know. I've been Australian all my life.
They'll be telling us how many beers they had, Nick.
And another thing is, it's un-Australian.
Un-Australian.
Nothing gets my goat more than un-Australian behaviour. And when I see it, I like to call it out, Jane.
Oh,
like to get on top of it.
It really bothers you.
Because you can't let it slip through the cracks. That's when it starts to take place and the rot sets in and next thing you know.
Then you must have been appalled when you saw this first story, Mick. Go ahead.
Toyota employee has been sacked for taking a sickie to see the Wiggles.
It's bloody un-Australian.
The Wiggles with his son.
That is alarmist.
He's probably a single dad. He wanted to take his kids.
He saved up for the tickets.
Henry the Octopus.
He's taken a sickie, which, by the way, is an Australian tradition.
True.
The sickie and the smoko should be enshrined in every workplace.
The Australian tradition actually is he faked a sickie. That's the Australian tradition. Yes.
And he's gone to see the Wiggles. It's not like he's gone to hang out with the lads go to the strippers or
some family time.
He's actually taken his boy.
And unfortunately, there's photo evidence.
Well, and here's the un-Australian behaviour. Apart from the sacking, another employee's taken the photo and then taken it to the bosses.
Oh, dobbed him in.
That is un-Australian.
Un-Australian. The Wiggles would not like that.
No. The Wiggles would
they
not
will like, not
Captain
like that.
Captain Feathersword would be disgusted.
As for Dorothy.
Dorothy, she'd have all her hands up in the air. Going, I give up. I just give up. You bums. Toyota, you get them back and you say, we accept.
Outrageous behaviour,
that
sorry.
What you were doing was for a good reason.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
The Toyota say they've broken the trust.
That's dreadful.
Well, I was actually a car detailer at Yarrawonga dealership. Sorry, I shouldn't be calling out Toyota. It's not their fault. But I apologies.
That's
to
un-Australian.
Apologies to Toyota.
Un-Australian.
I was employed as a car detailer at the Yarrawonga dealership.
Right.
Took personal leave. Had to take care for his son who was unwell, and his dad took his son. Well, his son could have been unwell.
Yeah.
And the Wiggles were cheering up with
a bit of hot potato.
He's got potato, bit of fruit salad.
Bit of red carb.
And off you go.
Better wake up Jeff, who's not there anymore, but who knows. Wake up Emma.
What do you got, Jane?
Okay. There is a council in Melbourne, in Victoria. They have started inspecting people's rubbish bins to make sure they're recycling properly.
Oh, get out, bloody
un-Australian.
They're literally going through your garbage and finding you. This is a new low for local council.
And they're now putting on stickers on the bins with warnings saying, oh no, you have received a warning.
My God.
And bins with rejected stickers are not being collected.
This is a nanny state.
What's going on?
We live in terrible times. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to hire a dwarf and put him in my wheelie bin. And when you open the lid, he's going to reach up and punch you right in the nose.
Why don't you
cop that, bang!
Why don't you pop out of the bin?
Australian.
That's my plan.
Do you know what people are complaining
cop
about?
Cop that, council.
People are saying
that. I won this round. Dwarfs, just smash bang.
Sure.
Yeah, cop that.
Why not?
People are complaining that the streets are now littered with the labels on their bins. Everyone's chucking them on the ground in disgust.
Yeah,
now they're
fair
saying,
enough,
now we've got
too.
Littering because everyone's in fury.
Get out of my bins.
And by the way, good luck opening my bin. It's like a crime scene.
Really?
Hey, recycling is the least of your worries in my bin.
I don't believe the garbos want to go
through. Garbos.
Employed someone to go through your bins?
It's someone from council.
Yeah.
The
council inspector will goose step down your street.
I'm all for giving people
your
jobs,
lid.
But come on.
Yeah.
Boo, Moreland Council.
You've got to be joking.
That is a new low.
What's wrong with
you? Let's take some calls. Daryl's on the line. Daryl.
Oh, Daryl's just dropped out.
He's dropped out.
Yeah.
Andrew's on the line. Let's take Andrew.
Andrew, what's going on in your life? What do you think is un-Australian?
Un-Australian is the increased behaviour when people take alcohol home from a party.
It's bloody
un-Australian. Oh my God, that is so bad. That's a game changer. Who would want to be a partner of somebody who does that? Honestly.
Oh, well, that would be a deal breaker for you, wouldn't
it? It's a deal breaker for me.
If I was going out with someone and we're
leaving a party.
And we're like, oh, can I just grab the...
Where did you get that beer from? You go, I just took it out of the bath.
Hey, Andrew, slab of Brick Lane coming your way and an early invite. We're not doing the segment until later, but you can come to my Brick Lane.
You've gone rogue. But that's
party.
Australian of you.
That's it.
Well
and I tell you what, you can take as much alcohol as you want from that.
Yeah.
Because I'm
from,
paying for
from
it.
Your party.
Yeah.
Well you better be careful what you say there. Careful.
The
what
Brick
about
Lane
Jen?
Into your party is going to be good. Yes.
Can we go to Jen, please?
Sure.
Hello, Jen. Are you telling me you have had your bin inspected?
Yep.
Oh, Jen. Well, tell us what happened. Did they find anything wrong?
Apparently, I've got the sticker on the bin.
You got your sticker on the bin. And what was the offending item? Do you know?
I don't know. Plastic, apparently. The wrong sort of plastic.
It's bloody
un-Australian.
I can't believe we're doing
were
this.
Were you in a state of shock when you saw it?
Yeah.
Did you just rip it off
I was
and go
pretty
stuff
good at
you?
My recycling. I'm thinking, which one of my neighbours has done this?
No, it's absolutely appalled.
It's more this is a new everyone. Level of no, intrusion in the private life.
Yeah.
We're overgoverned in this country, and that's the net result.
No question.
You've got nothing better to do. You wait, there'll be a fine attached soon.
Right.
That'll be there.
Mickey, we've got so many callers. We're going to keep taking things. Them. We'll come back.
133353, bloody un-Australian behaviour. I'm so angry right now.
Me too. How do I calm down?
Have a brick lane.
Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got Dylan Lewis going to join us in the next 10, 15 minutes. Kitty Flanagan in the second now. I call BS and a whole lot more. Oh, it's a big Monday show.
Phones are blowing up.
Well, I don't like this. I'm happy that people are calling us.
We're doing un-Australian
behaviour.
This
is un-Australian. It's just...
Now, we're talking about Moreland Council in Melbourne, which is now checking and going through your rubbish.
And putting basically a big sticker on your bin to say...
What about a snake? What about putting a black mambo or something inside your bin? So when you lift the lid, psst.
Yeah, I'd booby trap
yoink.
Mine.
Yeah, booby trap.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if they got me Wednesday morning, I'd be pretty cranky.
Still go with my plan for putting a dwarf in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't approve of that.
Punches you.
That's not for me.
Hey, we've got a Sydney caller on the line. Apparently, this is a universal problem. We've had calls from Coffs Harbour. We've had calls from Queensland. This is not a new phenomenon. Charlie, have you had your bins inspected?
Yeah, ours are actually inspected via a camera attached to the garbage bins as they're collected.
Oh my God. A camera? So is there somebody in like a secret van on the other side of the road checking out before the bins
There's three guys in like a van listening.
No, there's actually someone sitting in a head office looking at the CCTV, and then you actually get sent a letter if they notice that your stuff's put stuff in that isn't recyclable.
Australia. And then we're still trying to promote ourselves as a laid-back larrikin bunch.
What have we become?
You know what's even gone worse for me? And this has really made me sad this week is the poor showing from our schoolies. This is bloody unstable. Do you know what? Surfers Paradise schoolies down 27%.
Interesting.
Not only are they down 27%, the cops came out and applauded them again this week.
Oh,
we'd like to congratulate all the schoolies on their great behaviour.
As a mother of someone
at
schoolies,
going on?
I'm very happy about that. Congratulations, Australian young people.
That is un-Australian behaviour. The schoolies
I actually heard the real estate agents
them.
For all the houses that they rent are also applauding their cleaning up skills.
That is un-Australian.
It's bloody un-Australian.
Give up on the kids today. This is your one chance.
I'm very happy.
This is your one chance to go out and tip stuff over, go mad, set fire to stuff.
Did you go to schoolies? There wasn't schoolies.
There wasn't schoolies then.
Thank God.
We had a very...
In fact, I don't think you'd be here today.
No.
If that was going on. No. Oh, let's go to Daryl. Hello, Daryl. How are you going?
Hi, Jane.
Where are you calling from, Daryl?
Laurieton.
And where's that near?
Beautiful.
Port Macquarie. Beautiful on the coast. Okay.
Un-Australian? Yeah.
Tell us your un-Australian tale.
Yeah, un-Australian. Clubbies hate surfies.
Clubbies hate surfies.
I was out surfing at Avoca Point.
Yeah.
Yep.
And every time the surf was pumping, guess what they do?
What?
Put a shark alarm out.
Now, is that because there really was a shark or it was the two?
No, I don't think so. It was like 20,000 times they did it and I...
Hang on.
All little girls would get
Are
out
Are you
of
saying
the
they're so lazy?
And the surf
they're
was
so
big.
Lazy, the surf is big, they put the shark alarm out. Hey, is that your point?
No, I think they were taking the piss out of the surfers.
So what did you do, Daz? Can I call you Daz?
Yeah, I stayed out there.
Well, that's true Australian.
I was at Gunnamatta Beach one day, which is probably the most dangerous beach in Australia. They are constantly fishing people out of
It's ferocious.
There's like a road toll every summer. Yeah. But there's about 10 miles of beach, and the flags were like a tennis court apart.
Right.
Just in between, I've gone, come on, fellas.
Oh, I said, come on.
This is a bit late. I said, you've had a big night. I said, you've had a big night, haven't you? You really can't. You're pulling the bits now.
You're saying they're lazy.
They're lazy because they've only won a governor. He goes, I dare you to swim outside the flag.
Okay.
But Daryl, here's my mate. Daryl, bang, give him a prize. Brick Lane?
Brick Lane, Daryl.
Yeah, slam Brick Lane.
Yeah, sure. I feel like Daryl needs to be at a Brick Lane party.
You can come to one of ours, either Brisbane or Newcastle, whatever's closest to you, mate. We'll get you along.
No problem.
And listen to this. So my mates who were surfing, and there was a notorious surf beach. It was down the Mornington Peninsula in Victoria. And they used to go surfing, and when there was a shark in the water, you know what they'd do?
No.
Bring their mates to come down and surf, because if it was... it gave you more chance of not being bitten. So if there was three of them, they would go, oh, we know there's a shark there. So all their mates would come down and they go, now we've got a 1 in 14 chance.
Oh, is that like a fat person at a smorgasbord? Like there's so much to choose from, I don't know where to start.
No, yeah, but it's saying if there's 14 people in the water, your chances of surviving are better than three.
Oh, my God.
So how Australians... I'm still getting over
it. Person at a smorgasbord.
Well, I'm saying it's like you wouldn't... It's the same thing. It's like if the shark is like the fat person going, do I go there first? Do I go there first? You've got more chances. Like, do I get the PAV first or do I go to the spring rolls?
I'm saying if there's 14 people...
I get you.
But if there's 20 people surfing...
Oh, that's better.
So you take the odds. But that's bloody Australian behaviour.
That is.
Saying, well done.
I'll tell you what, I think we've got some more un-Australian behaviour, and we've got another Daryl on the line. Yeah. G'day, Daryl.
How are you going, guys?
Good. What's your mail? This sounds very un-Australian.
This is not a good one.
Well, this is... I'm from mighty Moss Harbour.
Oh, yeah.
Coffs Harbour.
Big shout-out to Coffs Harbour.
And when we had, like, all the fires there last week, we had some of the resorts offering free accommodation to the evacuees that had been...
Well, that's wonderful.
That's
very Australian.
Great.
Last Monday, I was working in Taree, Wauchope area.
Yeah.
Had to stay overnight, rang my regular motel there, booked out.
Yeah.
And had to try other places. And they'd gone from $95, $98 a night motels to $250,
oh,
$300.
No.
Because everything was booked out. That's just the dog.
Come on, guys. It's
you know
so transparent.
That's un-Australian.
It's bloody un-Australian.
That's ridiculous.
Why does that disappoint me so much?
That really disappoints me.
Right, the proper Australian is the one who gives you the shit off his own back because there's a bushfire and I'm going to take you in and I'm going to look
absolutely
after you.
Not rip you off and
not double.
Predatory
pricing.
Oh, no. I do not like that at all.
Daryl, no good. Slab of Brick Lane for you, though, let me tell you. Take the edge of it. All right, we could go on and on because
thank you, everyone,
we're lined
for your
up. Thank you. We'll have to do this again soon. Un-Australian behaviour.
You got
Who's
it
up next?
Dylan Lewis.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malone.
If all this means anything to you,
Homemade 98 with Spider Mate, Powderfinger, Ammonia, Scream Peter, Tumbleweed, Jebediah, the Super G's, Greenspin, Friends, Rom, and much, much more.
Chances are you're well aware of the work of our next guest, Dylan Lewis. He first appeared on our TVs in the mid 90s, hosting the live Saturday morning madness known as Recovery.
What do you think of the Arias?
We lost. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
We got nothing.
These award nights, the highlight of band careers.
Well, the food was good.
And this accordion playing, fire breathing, Brown Hornet fronting radio presenting legend returns to our screens in a wild new doco celebrating the iconic show Recovery, the Music and Mayhem, Wednesday night 9 p.m. on ABC. And here to fill us in on that and what else he's been up to, please welcome to the show Dylan Lewis.
Hello.
Bravo.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello,
you, Dylan.
Welcome. What a fantastic fun intro. Thank you very
much. It was.
You're
well, welcome. You have a decorated CV in both music, radio, and TV.
And you played my band underneath that, and I'm pretty sure we get a couple of cents royalty, don't we?
You will.
I would like to think of you as not my generation, because I'm just a few years older than you, but you're a different generation's answer to Molly Meldrum. And I say that with the greatest of respect.
That's very nice. And you would take it that way.
Yes.
Sunday morning, the Recovery was a bit of an institution.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was one of the first personality-based morning radio shows, and there weren't many at the time. How is it revisiting all that material now?
Lovely.
From an older perspective.
It's really lovely.
Is it like yesterday when you go through all it? No. It is a lifetime ago.
Yeah, man, it's ages ago. It was a very hazy decade, the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of this, putting this documentary together, has been new information for me because I didn't know what was going on at the
did
time.
Did you forget a bit over the years?
Yes, I forgot a lot, and a lot was kept from me as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's good. Right. Well, that's smart producing, because if you're the front person, then you can just continue on. There's a lot of Australian bands that were featured.
Oh, yes. God,
this is amazing, and there really was and has been such great Australian music.
A launching pad for many. Who else? Who were the other presenters on the show?
Look, there were many, many presenters that endured my co-host role, and they ranged from back in the day. We had Sarah McDonald, who's an amazing news lady as well, and we went through just I think
Jane Gazzo, obviously,
a couple of hundred.
The,
but yes, Jane Gazzo was
incredible.
She was an iconic moment.
Station as
yeah,
well.
She came over from Double J back in the day, and then she was there on the telly, and I'm still
and she was part of Triple M.
Was Andrew
as well.
Dano?
Well,
was Andrew Dano a?
I don't remember.
Am I making that up?
Andrew
or did
Dano.
Was Andrew Dano?
Are you talking about the factory?
Oh, that's the factory. There you go.
I'll tell you who was, which is interesting, is Lee Whannell. Who has gone on?
Very great story,
somewhat,
isn't it?
Rather successful.
Even the film director.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He used to sit in the bath on recovery, an empty bath with his greasy, unwashed hair and his pale skin, and he'd review movies. But secretly, he always wanted to make big horror films in Hollywood. And now, next minute,
he's doing that.
He's done all the Saw films.
He has,
and he still won't pay for beers when you go out. What a bastard.
We love to hear that. Now on Saturday
That's
morning, Saturday morning, the 1 hour special was aired. But for all the grown-ups
there is
another screening of this. It's on Wednesday night on the ABC at 9 p.m. And let's just say it's the uncut version.
It's AO, darling.
It is AO. Yeah. And because there's also a lot of songs that had a few swear words.
What's AO mean these days?
Adults only, the same thing.
Well, okay, but I want more information.
Well, you can't, say the F word, but you can say
what's the point?
S-H-I-T.
Well, yeah, there was.
What is it?
I don't know how much I'm supposed to talk about the rating system at the ABC.
Well, right.
But
well,
I did find out
I
that
want answers.
Be transparent. Well, come on.
They beeped the F words on Saturday morning and that was it.
And they don't on...
And everything else went through.
Everything else went through. And I'm sat there with my kids in my pyjamas just trying to do little disclaimers.
Is Daddy at the office?
Does Ita know about this?
I don't want to draw any attention to it.
Now, any nudity?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, from who?
From who? Do you remember a character on Recovery back in the day called The Enforcer? Who
yes.
Had a black hood?
Yes. The Enforcer. It's like a bouncer.
Like a ninja bouncer.
That's right.
He protected me during the show and brought the guests in.
I did.
And at one point on Wednesday night screening, if you missed it Saturday morning, they did not pixelate it. You will see the Enforcer's actual ass.
See Wang.
Not his wang.
God, what do you think? What? This is the ABC, it's just
his bum.
Come on.
It's a great bum.
I've seen more than that on Q&A.
I watched it.
Dylan, we want to bring up, which we did earlier on, that you've won a lot of awards over the years and won now. You actually beat Dangerous Dave. Do you remember that?
Oh, he's giving me the bird.
You pulled Dave's pants
Dave's
down.
Still getting
the 2012
you deserved it as well.
No, I don't remember.
And you also built our boss, Fitzy, as well.
The network.
You got best music presenter.
You
one
beat
year
him.
You beat him as well.
Well,
I'm unemployed.
Good luck getting a job.
I'm the winner. Anyone taking any holidays soon?
Can I just quickly add too? You and Jane Gazzo, who's a great presenter as well, great girl. You've recently teamed up to do a YouTube series. Can you tell us about that?
This is good.
I can. It's got nothing to do with Recovery. It just so happens that it's happening at a very similar time as these Recovery
documentaries. And it's called Recovered.
Well, because it's not Recovery.
So Recovery's
over. Therefore, it's past tense.
And what is?
Therefore, it's Recovered.
Talk me through the format. How's it work?
Well, we wanted to put a show on telly for 20 years.
Okay.
And so no one was going to do that. And so we just, after 20 years of just talking about it, we just said, you know what?
Good on you.
Let's just not get paid. Let's just go and stand in a caravan.
How do we watch it? How do we do it?
You do it on the
YouTube. Don't ask him. He doesn't know how to get that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Do I need a floppy disk?
Yes.
Should I go get it?
That'll be censored. Careful what you say.
Get a floppy disk.
Don't talk about that.
Get your floppy disks and put it in.
Recovered.
Dylan, can I say
you
are...
Recovered. You YouTube it.
Yeah.
Yes. Recovered. If you look up Recovered online on the YouTube...
Easy to find.
I don't actually...
Hey, can I do it?
It's on Instagram too.
Can I watch it at any time?
Yep. Yes. Because that's the beauty of the modern way of consuming this kind of media. And that's apparently...
Can I put in requests and stuff? Or?
Sure can. You put your requests in the comments and we'll see what we... just talk about rock and roll and we interview bands, but we're paying to do it.
Can I say you have not aged at all? Be quiet. You have aged, Mick, but you haven't aged at all.
None of you have.
No, you
haven't. I've still got a crush on you, Jane.
Oh, don't, Jill. Now I'm going to go red. I was going to say, you must be a fun dad. What do your kids think when they see you on the telly?
Do you know what?
Doing this?
I was hoping you'd ask this.
Really?
Because I was really looking forward to that Saturday morning kids version, and I'm there with the kids, and they're looking at it, and they're like, Dad, you should have brushed your teeth. And I said, that's 90s teeth, kids. I don't have veneers.
Kids
now you're
today.
Don't look at my teeth anymore.
No.
I'm not looking at them. I don't like
Hey, Dylan,
really self-conscious and trigger.
We love seeing
you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And maybe you and Dave could have a chat and sort this out.
I'm on holiday soon.
Mano on mano. So Recovery this Wednesday night.
Yeah,
and Recovered YouTube. Get on board. Thanks for coming in.
I love you guys. Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan is going to join us in the second hour. Have you been paying attention? It's the season finale.
I will destroy her.
You're on tonight.
Don't I will speak win. Like that. I will win tonight.
It's a bit harsh.
I'll win.
I don't think
landslide.
You will.
I feel
ever.
Good. Ask me anything.
You've never won.
Go.
All right. Who is starring in the latest Uber Eats ad? Fonzie, yeah. Barnsley and Arnsie. We know that.
Arnsie.
They're good ads, aren't they? We've seen, you know, quite a few. Well, a lot of well-known stars.
Strong.
No, I think they're very good.
There's been some good. Hamish and Andy have done one.
With Leighton Hewitt. Ray Martin did one.
Yeah, that's Ray right. Martin did.
Yeah, with Lily and Chin.
Okay, so they've got a thing going.
They've got a thing
Why
going.
Why do you bring it up?
Because a new one is hitting our screens tonight.
It's a ripper.
This, I think, has to take
so this
take
is,
home the Logie for so the best one.
It's Magda Szubanski.
It's Magda Szubanski.
Who is just as funny as it gets.
She's playing Sharon Strzelecki. From Kath and Kim.
Yes.
And she's lying on a couch in her netball outfit and she turns to a Kim, but it's not the normal Kim. It's Kim Kardashian.
Oh, wow.
Also in a netball outfit.
Yep.
And let me play you the ad now.
Please.
Tonight, I'll be eating pesto gnocchi and garlic bread to keep me carbed up. Hey, Kim, what are you going to have?
Tonight, I'll be eating a chicken schnitty with chips and chicken salt.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Kim, I don't mean to be rude, but it's actually pronounced nice.
Nice?
Nice.
Nice.
N-I-C-E, nice.
Nice.
Nice. Like ice. I like you. Rice, pine lime splice, thrice, moist, dice.
I literally have no idea what you're saying.
It's a Queen's English. It's not that hard.
That is very good. She's just roll golf funny.
So roll golf funny and good on Kim Kardashian. It's such a treat because
too.
She is the person who brought literally back into the English language and uses it incorrectly all the time. And I think that is a good one to look out for. Well done. All right, we've got Kitty coming up
ready to go.
And I hope she crushes you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And in this hour, it's Monday. That means it's I Call Bullshit. Jane, give me something. What do you got?
I've got Michael Jackson. There's apparently a new movie about him. I don't know if you know, but he's dead. So I find that very unusual. They're putting a movie
give
on
it I Call Bullshit. Don't know what we're bullshitting, but it doesn't sound right to me somehow.
It doesn't sound right.
I have a massive party. It's a big pub crawl. It's a national pub crawl right around Australia. I'll be doing it all next week. I'll be coming to your town. Someone has to do it. I'm taking a bullet for the team.
Yes.
It's all thanks to Brick Lane, who are providing the beer. And I will be there with a band, with a stand-up. The beer is free.
You're holding court.
I'll be holding that every pub in a siege situation. No one will be leaving. Till well after closing time.
Wow.
You want to get on board, give us a call a little later, 133353. You can start calling now and registering. We'll be giving tickets away in your town and in Western Australia and South Australia.
Yep.
We'll be flying you in. We'll chuch
out. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
You are part of the conversation.
We don't leave anyone out.
No, we don't. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this woman.
Last time we caught up with Kitty Flanagan, she was questioning some of Uber Eats' offerings.
People order McDonald's on Uber Eats, which I don't understand at all. Like, it takes 40 minutes to get to you. McDonald's has such a short hotness. It's got such a short hotness window, like myself.
And her last appearance on Have You Been Paying Attention impressed guest quizmaster and Hollywood royalty Paul Feig.
Something about Kitty that she had this kind of really cool, tough edge to her that was very, very funny and really made me laugh.
Gina Davis was given an honorary Oscar this week. What for?
Kitty.
Is it like school? Do you get one just for participation?
Ahead of her return for the season finale tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10, please welcome back to the show, Kitty Flanagan.
Hello, Kitty Flanagan. Hello,
I'll crush you like an ant tonight. I'll crush you like an ant.
Could you please have some manners?
You're very competitive. I will say that, though.
Both of you are on. This is the last one for the year.
It's the last one
What am I going to do on my Monday nights now?
Yeah.
Given how the taping went, could be the last one ever. Wasn't
you got a bad feeling about it.
And you actually brought out the competitive nature in me. I'm usually quite relaxed, but you really got quite antsy, like jumping in on my answers, and then I started doing it. I was like, what's wrong with me?
You went bonkers. You did something that's previously never been done on having to be paying attention. I call it going rogue.
Wow.
But if you want to see more, you need to tune in.
Didn't involve unbuttoning anything.
To see someone lose their
marbles.
That's
what I realised after the event. Sorry about hearing that.
Hey, can I say, you know, you're talking about McDonald's Uber Eats. Mm. So I do that for my boys sometimes because it's just an eat. Like, for lunch, they just want something.
You scoff, Kitty. It's part of my life
but
as well.
But here's what happens. They always forget something.
Oh, I know.
So you forget something.
Oh, my God.
Or there'll be no straws for the thing. Yeah. And try ringing Uber Eats or try getting into car. You're snookered. So whatever turns up is all you get. And then you just get the wall because it's impossible.
You just got to reorder and they'll reimburse you.
I can't believe you two haven't worked that out yet. I worked that out second go and just went, I'm not using these people anymore. It's terrible.
Kitty, have you got new glasses?
Yeah.
I'm loving them.
Oh,
I know this
you?
Is radio and it's hard to say. It is a very hard thing to find glasses.
It's very nice of you to say that because I thought they were nice too and then I realised, no, it just actually looks like I've got a pair of eyebrows because they're dark on the top and light underneath and I liked them for about a minute and then I went, oh, no, I've just accentuated my eyebrows, the one bit I wanted to try.
I must say,
I would have been trendy in the 50s, I reckon.
They're great.
Really cutting edge.
I always have buyer's regret after getting my spectacle glasses. Always have buyer's regret.
Well, I do. I'll give these to you.
Really?
Maybe you don't have the eyebrow problem that I do. I just feel like they make me look even more angry than I already am.
Can I ask something, whether you saw on Instagram? I don't know whether you noticed it. Heard about Judd Chella. see any pictures of Rebecca Judd?
Can I call some bullshit?
Sure.
Or was I supposed to give you a 7-second warning before I said
that? No, you go ahead.
I was disappointed to find out about it online like that because I would have loved an invite. Personally.
Well, this is Rebecca Judd, who's married to Chris Judd. She's
too good for him.
Well, what is she on? What's the show?
Postcodes.
What is she? Postcodes.
He's a white
on the show? She's on Postcodes.
He's good
and
in his
she's,
day.
You know, as she's got a lot of celebrity friends.
Yeah.
And I've never seen so many hashtags. That was the only thing in my feed. All day Sunday was these hot-looking women. But
I call bullshit on the outfits. How can you have a festival and you go, oh, and the dress theme is bra and underpants? Like, it's just like anyone who doesn't want to come in bra and underpants isn't invited.
I'm okay with it, by the way. I just felt that it...
Kitty, I did suggest they had scales as you walk into the party.
Jane goes, they must have been
weighed. If you're over 55 kilos,
that's
you're not allowed
exactly
in.
That's exactly what it seemed like.
Look, there'll be a club like that one day where there'll be a club where as you go into the entrance, women will have to stand on a scale and go, I'm sorry, madam. Not tonight.
But I tell you,
it really did.
They have
feel
got
like
a lot of really good-looking friends. Who has that many good-looking friends?
That's why I don't believe that they're actually friends. There were people there that I went, they're not friends.
I think they are.
They've been picked out of a catalogue to just turn out of the underwear catalogue and said, bring your best sparkly undies.
But see, I know.
What would you have worn?
I don't know. I was freaking out and I wasn't even invited. I was thinking, what would my friends and I, we would turn up in nothing
like
that.
I would have turned up in my derps.
I would have had a moo-moo. I would have worn a moo-moo and put my hair in a ponytail.
Well, why don't you and I have moo-moo-cella?
Moo-moo-cella?
Moo-moo-cella.
Oh, I'm coming to moo-moo-cella. I'm coming to moo-moo-cella.
And it's boys wear Hawaiian shirts.
I'm wearing a kaftan. So I'm going to wear.
For all the over 55 kilo ladies who like to cover
up. You've got to get on the scales.
Hashtag moo-moo-cella.
The food will be good.
Yeah.
And there'll be plenty of it.
And it'll be eaten.
Oh, I love it a lot. Can you hang around, Kitty? We've got more to work through with you.
Yeah. Have you been paying attention, the finale tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10 and the Wynn Network.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
As heard on Perth's Mix 94.5, shout out to our listeners in WA.
The Kitty
Flanagan,
state of WA.
She's with us. Have you been paying attention, 8:30 tonight on Channel 10?
It's the very last one for the
Bring
year,
Bring
your
A-game. You'll need it.
Mick is on, Kitty's on.
Have you ever won?
No, I reckon tonight's the night.
Oh, dear. Got a good feeling, have you?
Yeah, really? I tried really hard.
All right.
Did you?
All right. Who else is on?
Sam Pang.
Who?
Ed Cavalier.
Ed Cavalier.
And Melanie Bracewell.
Oh, she's good.
All right, sounds okay.
Now,
we'll see what happens.
You have a wonderful book that I just loved, 488 Rules for Life, that every time I read it, I really slap my thigh laughing because they are such good rules of life.
Rule 122.
Rule 122. If you look like a rolled roast, go up a size. It's just a rolled roast.
I love that visual.
You're shifting a few units, as they say in the classics?
Yeah, because I think people have discovered it's a good gift because it's very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You buy it for someone and you highlight the pertinent rules in it and then just slide it over.
Okay, did you Are you on a bestseller list? Have you done anything?
I'm number one in nonfiction.
Wow. Congratulations.
Nonfiction.
That's brilliant.
Okay, awesome. Can I ask, nonfiction. You haven't gone the Donald Trump Jr. route, have you? Have you heard
about
this?
What's he's done?
This is a fantastic... We can do this here, can't we?
Yeah,
yes,
we can.
It's, he's done a... He's a number one bestseller, a New York Times bestseller list for Donald Trump Jr.'s book. It turns out the Republican Party bought 100,000 copies.
It's an old
unbelievable.
Ploy.
So your mum hasn't gone out and
and
gone
your sister
bonkers at the
hasn't
local.
Bought a lot. I don't have a Isn't family that loves me that much. You know, and I said to me, John F. Kennedy did that as well. His father, old Jack Black Kennedy, bought up a warehouse full and it ended up giving him a Pulitzer Prize.
I can't believe I didn't think of it. Yeah. That's what's really annoying.
So you've done it old
school.
You're
doing it legitimately. I'm also doing it in Australia where the numbers have to be a lot lower to be a bestseller.
That is great stuff. And by the way, what a stocking stuffer for Christmas that would be.
It is.
That's
and
a
you know
great
what?
Present.
The festive season is coming up.
Yes.
Do you have any rules for the festive season?
Well, yes, I do, because there's a few rules that I forgot to put in the book, namely one that I really wish I'd put in, which is, this is nothing to do with the festive season, but just never make eye contact with someone while you're eating a banana. It's just good advice. It's just good advice. That's just sound. I wish that one had gone in the book.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That is very sound advice, and you're right.
You know, people are going to be at parties. People are going to be at Christmas parties. There's going to be a lot of...
rookie mistake.
A lot of finger foods. So my advice there would be, if your food is too hot, stop eating it. You know how you bite into a spring roll, you go, it's too hot. And then what do? When you swallow it? Straight back in for another bite. Every single time.
It's pretty annoying.
Every human does it. It's so dumb.
You're
just
right.
Stop eating your food till it cools down. Basic rules.
I went to a Chinese restaurant in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. It was 3 Michelin hats and the food was so hot. But I could not stop eating it, and I burnt the roof of my mouth. It was like third-degree burns. I couldn't eat anything for 2 days.
And you get that.
And I knew it, and I knew what I was doing, and I just kept going.
And you make the top of your mouth like into those little ribbons. You know, it's just like.
Cool
and what about Christmas Day? I mean, there's so many rules of Christmas Day, and when relatives arrive, and food, and all that.
My own rule, which you probably can't do now because you have families of your own, but. My rule is every second year with your family.
Oh, look, my sister does that.
Yeah, every other year.
But she goes
year,
to another
really
family,
good.
But we don't like that. We want it. We want her. We want to have her every year, you see, but you're calling it.
Yeah, I like away Christmas. I do. I'm going overseas Christmas.
You do a bye. And is it?
Yeah, I do a bye.
Is it an on year and off year this year?
This year's an off year.
An off year.
Yeah.
Oh, you look elated.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
With me, so I see my family all the time. So it's just me.
It's not so special.
I have blown out Christmas like 3 years in a row.
Oh no, you got into big trouble one time.
I got into very big trouble for on the day cancelling.
Cancel on the day?
Yeah, I just
that's a rule. You can't do
that.
Because
they want funny Uncle Mickey there.
I see my family all the time, so it's not special. If one of them lived in Canada and one, and you went, you know what? It's the one day of the year. We'll get together. But I go, oh, that's right. You live 200 metres up the road. I knew it's really important we all get together and sit at a table for 6 hours.
And be angry about ham. It's always ham.
Are you a Christmas hat wearing family?
No, we're not.
Oh, my God. Are you, Dave?
No, we're not.
But my
that's another Barney, another
sister
source
is a Christmas
of
ham.
You don't wear it?
I don't do it. It makes my irritates my mum to the point.
Just put the bloody hat on. Make everyone happy. Just have it on for 5 minutes.
I do write down a lot of the jokes from the the crackers, though.
Here's the problem with the hat, though. It's all very well to put it on, but you know, in 10 minutes there's going to be a fight, and it's very hard to fight and be taken seriously when you're in a Christmas hat. And you're trying to make your point, and you're trying to say, "I cooked that thing," and you just got a hat on.
I agree.
So it's just very hard to be taken seriously,
Kitty. Performing around, you're doing your whiteboard o'clock shows, and your Canberra show is sold out, so we can't really promote that.
You know, I'm
Canberra's
favourite son.
We're very proud
of it. Have I told you this before?
Yes, you have. Many times. Kitty, are you finding it's a good experience? This is a show where you're, is it fair to say you're testing material?
The skirts are up. You're lifting the skirts on the process of writing jokes, and you're on stage and you're banging out the material.
Well, yeah, usually what you do when you try out new material is you've got a working set of, say, 20 minutes and you just, like, put a new 1 minute in the middle of that 20 so no one notices if it goes quiet for a bit.
Like,
but then when you tour, you have to just get to the end of a tour and burn the entire hour and 10 minutes and start from scratch. So that's what it is. It is literally putting it up on the board and starting from scratch. And can I say, the people who came on Tuesday night, sorry, The people who came on Saturday night had a much better night than the people who came on Tuesday.
I'm sure you're being tough on yourself because we know how hilarious you are.
Can people go and see that show? How can people go to that?
Oh, they can have a look on the website, see if there's any tickets left. It's a very small room. Like, there's only so many people I want to show it to. It's not like I go and do it in a 1,000-seat theatre.
It's not. And you'll be on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight with Mick and the team at 8.30 on 10 in the Wind Network across Australia. Thank you for coming in, Kitty. We love seeing you in here.
On you, Kitty.
Thank you so much.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Onlookers. A source close to industry, source inside of house. Friends of associates. Speculation. Eyewitnesses.
Princess Anne held hostage.
It's time to call bull.
Okay, it is this time. I'm flipping through the mags, as I tend to do on a Monday.
What do you got?
Ready for a headline? Mm-hmm. Where do you think Harry and Meghan are going to spend Christmas this year?
I don't know. Balmoral? Balmoral?
No. Harry and Meghan, Christmas with the Clooneys.
I call bull.
Yes, they're off to Lake Como to spend Christmas with the
believable.
Clooneys.
Why is that?
Well, it
BS?
Is. That is if the Clooneys are still together.
What do you mean?
Are you
calling BS on that relationship?
On the Clooneys?
Every week I read something about the Clooneys' relationship and it's all
you
over.
You think it's a front? You think it's a show?
I'm not sure. I'm worried.
You don't like her, do you?
No.
No.
I don't.
Okay.
I've made that very clear.
Yep. What about George?
I love George.
Do you?
Yep.
Is that why you don't like her?
No, I just don't like her. She's just a bit uppity.
She's pretty smart.
She's smart, she says.
She's pretty, she's stylish, she ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah, right.
And doesn't she let us all know?
Oh, wow, I'm an advisor to the UN. Oh, bow down before me, I'm so smart.
She does a lot of valuable work.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She's for charities.
She's a humanitarian lawyer and she represents a lot of...
All right, let's move on. Crazed Kanye stuns Kim. Those kids aren't mine.
Apparently he has
disowned and says the two babies.
What are they called?
They're called Chi and Sam.
Okay. Hang on, wasn't it Northwest or something?
They have four children now. Oh. Keep up.
Were these bought or were these?
They weren't bought, they were cooked. Cooked.
What does that mean?
They were cooked in another oven.
I see she's gone the surrogacy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's now saying...
Is that a thing now? Is it? Is that like just like an option in that part of the world?
Well, it is, and that's why we live in
I want to have
head.
Another child, but I couldn't be bothered doing all the heavy lifting.
That's an Airbnb. That's a very ignorant way to look at surrogacy.
No.
I'm putting it to you. It's like Airbnb. She's gone...
She has some issue.
Put your seed in that.
Her eggs,
and his...
In someone else's womb.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's now suggesting.
How does that go?
How's it go?
Who negotiates that? Your agent? Or
yes.
Can you get a 3-kid deal? What do you do?
I don't know how many spares they've got. But anyway, that's
who's there at the birth? Like,
well, they are at the birth of the lady that's carrying the baby and they pay her, $5 million bucks, I suppose, or whatever it is.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, you're not supposed to pay them. You're not supposed to say that. Women do it out of the good of their hearts.
Who's doing this?
A lot of people are doing it.
Who? Name them.
I know, because I don't... Some people make that decision because they can't have children.
Yeah, and there is legitimate.
And Kim's got an issue.
They all seem to be, like, superstars.
They do.
And live in Hollywood.
Well, that's right. Can we get on to...
Hey, you've got to have your own baby.
I know we all outsource,
but that's... Come on.
But that's where we've got to in this day and age. Isn't it wonderful that couples who could not normally have a baby, they can ask somebody to do it for them?
Do you have to take receipt of it? Like, if you look at it, you go, that's an ugly baby.
Yeah,
no, you work that all out in the contract.
That's not what I ordered.
The contract is binding.
until all goes wrong. Until the birth mum goes, you know what?
I'm keeping this baby.
Oh, yeah. Then you're cooked.
I know.
Get back to the point. You're rabbiting on. Get back to the story.
Sorry, I have to explain surrogacy to a grown man.
What's he saying?
He's saying, I don't believe that they put the right sperm in.
Well, I don't believe they're hers either. They could be anybody's. The birth mother could have just gone out and had a big weekend and gone, this is your, Kanye Kim. He's got red hair, but I think...
No, they look like all the other children. I haven't got time. I've got to talk about Prince Andrew because it's gone nuts.
Can you keep it quick? I'm getting over it.
All right, the Queen has gone berserk, and so has Prince Charles. He's lost his...
What's he done?
He has said, Mummy. This is serious. You've no idea. This is much darker than we all realise. And there's going to be much more coming out. So,
now, do you know this or is this just your instinct?
My instinct is very strong.
You're saying that the Queen's calming the farm and shelving him.
Yep.
Because there's more bad news.
It's going to be very, very bad for Prince Charles.
You reckon we haven't heard the worst of
it? No, I do not think we've heard the worst. So she has first stripped him of all his duties. Forevermore.
So she sacked him, basically.
She sacked him as being a royal. They took
he
down.
Cooked, he's got the showers. Yeah,
there's a flag apparently that flies. He's got his own flag. I mean, how embarrassing.
And where's that? Half mast?
No. It should be. No, it's gone altogether.
It's gone. Take the flag.
They've taken the flag.
Jeez.
He's been stripped of everything and. Worst thing, mummy cancelled his 60th birthday party celebrations.
Oh,
this is a grown man.
That's not a good sign.
With his mummy organising his party. So it's now Dave.
Can't he go rogue and just have his own?
Yeah.
He's got no money.
Go to Pedo Island?
No, he's got no dough. This is the problem.
He's got no dough?
No, that's why he was hooked up with Jeffrey Epstein, because he was loaded with cash. Prince Andrew didn't have a lot of cash.
By the way, how did Jeffrey Epstein get his money?
I'm very concerned, and that might come out in the wash.
I believe.
Let's just say trafficking, sex trafficking, I think.
Crikey. Yeah. It's a big claim.
Yeah, it is a big claim. Stand by. I'm hard hitting. This will go viral. This will go worldwide.
So, and what else? Isn't there an interview on the way out?
Yes, there's an interview.
Being stalled? This is your other big conspiracy.
There's an interview with the girl in the photograph that he was with, who was 17 at the time, and says she had sex with him. He says he can't remember having sex with her because he said every man remembers having sex with people. And I don't remember.
I call bull. Yeah.
He said that. The Prince Andrew said that on television. And she's done an interview on the BBC. I believe the BBC have had...
Are holding it.
Yes, because the royal family put pressure on them and said, no more. We can't stand any more for the monarchy.
Parker.
Do not play it. Wow. So it's been held back.
Jane Kennedy,
yeah, I know.
You are all over this. That was a big I call BS.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well researched.
When we come back, get on the line. 1-3-3-5-3 is the time.
You're ready to do it. It's
Sing
Mixed
us
Pub
the big
Shouts.
Party.
All thanks to Brick Lane.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for Mixed Pub Shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
1-3-3-5-3, if you want to come and join Mix, so you're going to Breakfast Creek Hotel in Brisbane.
Bang!
I hope you know what you're all getting yourselves into.
The Chippo in Sydney, the
Mary
Ellen Newcastle, and the London Tavern Richmond in Melbourne. All next week, Mickey.
That's it. I am hitting the road. I'm going to do a lap around the big brown land. Everyone from WA and South Australia, we're flying you in.
Yes.
Yeah, so you've got to register. You get in here and we're going to fly you in to either Brisbane, Newcastle, Sydney or Melbourne. Take your pick. I'll be there, all thanks to Brick Lane.
Yeah. Well, this is your brewery.
This is my brewery.
You're shouting everybody.
I'm shouting everybody. I'll bring
and
the
pale ale. And it's really good beer.
I'll bring the One Love pale ale or the base lager.
Yep.
And you can take your pick and there'll be oodles of
be
it.
Be icy cold.
It's my shout. Icy cold.
That is very kind of you.
And you can get it at, it's available now, Dan Murphy's, Liquorland, BWS,
all the big places.
There.
Yeah,
do yourself a favour, get along and knock the top off a brickie. Six brickies. Grab yourself six brickies.
Mm.
Do yourself
How long
a favour.
Does that last you? Six brickies.
You know,
an afternoon.
Depends what kind of mood you're in,
right? Does it?
Quite frankly.
Hey, look, our board's gone nuts. Everybody wants to go and have a beer with you.
All right. You want to come? Janice, you're on the line.
Hi there. I can't believe it. Holy snapping duck shit. I got through.
Okay.
Well, Janice, you did. You sound like you're someone who needs to have a beer with Mick and would be great company.
Yes, indeed.
I've got my sexy phone voice on. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I love it. Hey, a slab of Brick Lane coming your way too. Nathan's on the line. Nathan, what are you bringing to the table, mate?
Oh, mate, purchased numerous of the One Love pale ales before. I think the next step would be to have one with the big man himself.
Oh,
Do you love the pale ale?
Oh, mate, it's delicious.
It's best in Australia. It's award-winning. It's overseas. I personally oversee the brewing of it.
Wow.
I go to my brewery. It's like the opening credits of Laverne and Shirley.
Really?
But it's a very big brewery as well. So Mick can talk to you about that, Nathan, when he sees you.
Bang, you're coming to our Sydney show at the Chippo Hotel, mate. See
love
you
Love it.
There.
Thanks, guys.
Amanda's on the line. Amanda, what do you bring to the table?
I'd like to show you how Newcastle we do it with the supercars. We can do the super scullin'.
Thank you, Amanda.
Of course, I'll be responsible drinking of alcohol. No,
I had a bit of practice.
Yeah, Amanda, you sound like just the type of woman we need to help us out.
You're going to Newcastle, aren't you?
I think of Newcastle, which will be the Mary Ellen Hotel. See you there. Can't wait. Listen. And a slab of Brick Lane coming your way.
How are you going to keep this up, this energy, this stamina going around the country?
This is what I do.
This is your everyday.
This is my pub shout for Brick Lane. It's my national tour. I'll be on deck. I'll be in career best form. Yep. Don't you worry about that.
I don't worry about it.
All right.
I worry about Mick and about Dave and I back here in the studio.
What are you doing? Why aren't you coming?
Look.
Keep a nice safe
I don't think people should see me untidy in a beer garden.
That's true.
Once again, I'll take a bullet for the team.
Thank you.
Scott's on the line. Scott, what are you bringing to the table, mate?
Well, mate, you've had a shout with you once before, only you didn't know about it, so I thought you'd better know about it this time.
Where was that?
Mate, I was at a pub in town here in Sydney, and, mate, the publican said, geez, you look like that bloody Mick Molloy, and I said, well, that's strange, because he's my brother. He said, oh, bullshit. So I pulled out my licence, and we shared the same surname. So I then drank three piss for the rest of the night.
Okay, all right. Not sure if...
Look forward to seeing Scott there, Mickey.
Scott will come, yeah. Right.
Scott Molloy.
Happy days, mate. Sensational.
All right, well, you know, see you there.
Security.
Hey, Darren's on the line. Darren.
Take the mic.
Hey, come along, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Where, what are you bringing to the table, mate?
Mate, how about some prawns?
She's bringing a plate.
Your BYO prawns.
Darren is bringing a plate. Thank you. See you there.
Make sure they're on
Brick
ice.
Lane. Tristan's our next caller, our final corner. Tristan, what are you bringing to the table, mate? What have you ever done?
Well, mate, on the weekend, you might have heard hit six sixes in a over, mate, so I reckon put down six stubbies in a over, mate.
Hang on. Hang on.
This
what did you do?
This is Tristan. We're talking to Tristan Faithful from my old cricket club, the Mount Eliza Cricket Club. The story came across the deck. Six sixes in and over. First time it's been done in the Mornington Peninsula League. Mate, slab of Brick Lane coming your way. How'd you go?
Oh, mate, pretty well. Ended up 159 off about 60-odd balls, so had a pretty good day out, mate.
And after five sixes in the over, did you think, I'm on here? what were you anticipating for the last ball?
Oh, mate, I was just hoping I got one in my area, buddy, and luckily enough, got it away.
And where'd you hoik it? Over cow corner? What, straight over the bowler's head? Where'd it go?
All over cow corner, mate.
Mm. All of them.
You're actually president of the Mount Eliza Cricket Club too. You're the president.
Correct. Yep, absolutely. Wasn't even supposed to be playing that day. My lovely partner Verity was unwell, and I was able to sneak away while she looked after the young one for a quick inning. So.
Well done.
Good on you, mate. Well done. You know I was a great junior cricketer.
It's Mount Eliza's favourite son too, as well as Canberra's. He gets around.
This, Mickey, and I've also heard there's been a challenge thrown down to you. I'm not sure if you've heard about that one yet.
Well, I don't know what a challenge is, but we'll get to the bottom of it on another occasion. I've got to go.
Well done, buddy.
A slab of Brick Lane coming your way, and we will see you at the London Tavern in Richmond, buddy.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to come along, kennedymalloy.com.au.
It's going to be massive.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well, thanks to the Holden Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. This is Kennedy Molloy.
I love the Colorado. I feel like I've been in touch with the Holden Colorado family
for many weeks.
I see them on the road now and I go, oh, there's one.
It's like Spotto.
I applaud.
They're everywhere.
As they go past. Yeah. It's like a royal visit.
Kind of is, isn't it?
I feel envious that I'm not in one.
I wish it was
Well, get one.
I could, but I couldn't fit every... Well, I could. I could put a whole bunch of kids in the back.
Sure.
If that was legal.
Have a school drop-off.
Where am I going to put the dog?
You and the family.
Me and the dog in the cabin. That's where that should be.
You take it through the car wash. Yeah. You'd have to... Put all the windows up. You have to put two up.
Hey, we've got one of the great Colorado callers on the line. Hello, Peter. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going well, thank you.
Peter, you are a long-term Colorado man.
I am.
How long?
I had a rodeo before the Colorado's come out.
And then you've migrated over to the Colorado, which you've had since 2011. How many Ks you driven, bud?
320,000.
And every one of them a joy.
Yeah, definitely. I love it.
How you do. Now, tell us a bit about yourself. Now, I know you're a firefighter and you're based in Victoria, but you're heading to New South Wales tomorrow. as part of a strike team. Thank you, mate. Oh, well, we really appreciate frontline troops. And that's why, out of something terrible like the bushfires, when everyone digs in, it's as we said earlier.
This is the one thing. We go, thank you to all the firefighters.
You get all the best out of people. And you're going to drive your Colorado
be a great relief
to the airport, get on the plane and go and help the fireys in New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And what do you do for a crust, Peter?
Well, I am a firefighter. I'm a paid firefighter, career firefighter.
Oh, you are a career firefighter. And do you live in the country on the land?
I do, near Winchelsea.
Okay.
Oh, what a great spot. And you know a bit about bushfires in your time too, from that area. You got a farm, you got a spread, what do you got?
I've got 125 acres with sheep on it.
How are you going? Is it dry where you are? Is it okay?
No, it's been wet up until the last couple of weeks. It's been good.
And you get out there and do a bit of circle work in the Colorado. If you've got 125 acres, you're on.
Yeah, it's great. It gets used on the farm a lot.
Good on you, Peter. Great good talking to you. Yeah,
good luck, too, with the fires and a prize pack coming your way. Big show tomorrow, guys. Ross Noble's going to join us tomorrow.
Excellent.
Merrick Watts as well. Grab the podcast from today's show if you missed it. Talk to you tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.